Tokyo is still fearful of a prophesized disaster. Iraq throws cold water on a U.N. oil sale offer. A big grocery strike ends in California. Good morning. I'm Mitchell Krause with the CBS World News Roundup. It's late Saturday in Tokyo, but so far no disaster, as predicted by the man believed to be behind last month's terrorist gas attack. Steve Herman reports.
Normally, the streets of Tokyo's shopping and entertainment districts would have been packed. It's a Saturday with nice spring weather, but there are far fewer people out. Police say they put 20,000 officers on the streets because of a prophecy issued by cult leader Shoko Asahara. The head of the Aum Supreme Truth sect, which is suspected of carrying out the March 20th subway nerve gas attack, predicted that something terrible would happen in Tokyo today. Aum senior members said that something would not be a terrorist attack, but an earthquake. Authorities are not giving the all-clear signal, however. They say the heavy security will remain all weekend. But even then, the fear that has gripped Japan isn't likely to subside. Members of the cult scientific corps are still in hiding, and the sect prophesizes that mid-September will be another period of danger. Steve Herman for CBS News, Tokyo.
The UN military mission in Haiti says an arrest has been made in the murder of the opposition lawyer that embarrassed the government of President Jean-Bertrand Aristide. Washington had pressed Port-au-Prince to pursue the killer to allay suspicion that Aristide may have been behind a purge of opponents. Iraqi TV is reporting that Saddam Hussein's government has sharply criticized the UN's new offer to allow Iraq to sell some of its oil to raise money for humanitarian supplies. However, Iraq did not reject the plan outright, a plan that could raise up to $2 billion to provide food and medicine in short supply because of UN trade sanctions imposed after the Gulf War. Iraq claims the UN oil sale plan infringes on its sovereignty. A train-bus accident has killed at least 44 people in a Nile River town about 36 miles north of Cairo. Reports from the scene say most of the dead were textile workers in the bus, which was split in half when the train hit it at a crossing point. It's a holy weekend in the Middle East, with Christians celebrating Easter and Jews observing the Passover holiday. Newsman Robert Berger says Israel is on high alert to prevent trouble.
Muslim extremists are threatening more attacks during Passover, and in response, Israel has sealed off the West Bank and Gaza Strip, barring Palestinians from entering the country. Thousands of police and army reinforcements have been deployed. But opposition leader Benjamin Netanyahu says these defensive measures are not enough, and the army should strike at the terrorists in Gaza.
Gaza has become a terrorist haven, and there they can plot their various schemes for murder with virtual immunity and impunity. That has to change.
Prime Minister Rabin rules out army action in Gaza, fearing this would destroy the peace process. He says the only way to curb terrorism is to separate Israelis and Palestinians. Robert Berger for CBS News, Jerusalem.
It was a welcome break from the trial and the marathon appearance of a Los Angeles police evidence expert.
This is David Dow in Los Angeles. He is an unlikely candidate to hog any spotlight, soft-spoken, even halting sometimes. But Dennis Fung is headed for a record he probably doesn't covet, the Simpson trial exposure record. Monday will be the eighth day on the witness stand for the slender Chinese-American criminalist, tying him with senior detective Tom Lang. And he could still face a long haul, based on the likely tack of prosecutor Hank Goldberg's efforts to rehabilitate him from a brutal cross-examination. See CBS News legal consultant Erwin Chemerinsky.
It's likely that Goldberg will go step by step, methodically through the areas that Scheck covered, and whenever possible, provide an answer to the jury, defending Fung's confidence in his credibility.
Goldberg has used pictures and news clips to dispute the defense theory that Fung covered up for detectives while they hung onto a vial of Simpson's blood and spread some of it on the crime scenes. One tape shows Fung's assistant heading for the crime lab with a bag with what appears to be the packaged blood sample.
Does that appear to be containing something?
An object does appear to be at the bottom of that bag, yes.
Defense lawyer Robert Shapiro has incurred the wrath of Asian American activists after handing out fortune cookies with the explanation these are from Dennis Fung. David Dow, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Los Angeles Police Chief Willie Williams condemned the fortune cookie incident and jokes about Fung's name, calling Shapiro's performance the height of hypocrisy. A 9-day strike at more than 400 supermarkets in Central and Northern California has ended. A report from KCBS reporter Larry Cherone.
The picket lines are gone from Northern California Safeway stores, and the worker lockout is over at Save Mart and Lucky stores after a tentative settlement was reached last night. Dave Cox with the Food Employers Council is glad the strike has ended.
On behalf of the companies, we're very happy it's over. There's no winner in a strike.
Jack Lovall with the United Food and Commercial Workers Union says it's a good contract considering the current status of labor agreements.
Many cases around the country today where negotiations are going on, there have been rollbacks. Many concessions and takeaways have been achieved. No takeaways and rollbacks have been accomplished by any of these employers here.
The new contract still must be ratified with a union member vote by mail ballot in the days to come. Larry Cherone for CBS News, San Francisco.
The prestigious Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in Boston has been put on probation because of two anti-cancer drug overdose cases. A national hospital certifying agency downgraded Dana's rating from full to conditional, giving the hospital 6 months to correct unspecified problems related to chemotherapy overdoses. Hospital spokeswoman Gina Vild.
We're pleased that the Joint Commission has sustained Dana-Farber's accreditation. The decision to make the status conditional was not unexpected, given the recent tragic overdoses.
Last December, Boston Globe health columnist Betsy Lehman died after she was given four times the maximum safe dosage of a drug over a four-day period. Last-minute tax filers have a reprieve this year. The deadline is Monday night, except in New England, where it's Tuesday night because of a state holiday in Massachusetts. And as Mark Noller reports, Congress has allowed its own deadline for tax legislation to slip.
Although the tax deadline is extended when April 15th falls on a weekend, not so for the congressional budget deadline. Today is the day by which Congress was to have adopted a federal budget plan for next year. It hasn't. And it provided White House spokesman Mike McCurry with new ammunition to fire at the Republican leadership.
They are now overdue on the budget as of this weekend. And unlike the president, who was able to kind of generally meet the budget guidelines in law and duly submit a budget and have it passed and approved by the Congress, the Republican majority in Congress has failed to produce any real specifics on a budget proposal.
While that's not entirely true, the White House thinks it's true enough to make the Republicans vulnerable on the budget issue, even as President Clinton continues to wage a verbal campaign against many of the budget cuts proposed and passed by House Republicans, a campaign he continues in today's weekly radio address. Mark Noller, CBS News at the White House.
The National Transportation Safety Board has chastised the FAA for delaying a warning system that could have prevented several fatal runway collisions. The FAA indicated that an accident on the ground in St. Louis last November that killed two people and injured eight others need not have happened if the equipment had been installed. It's now 10 minutes past the hour.